Welcome. You are listening to the Retirement Lifestyle Show with Roshan Lungani, Eric Olson, and Adrian Nicholson. This show is an exploration of ideas to help you work toward your ideal retirement. Get ready for the financial independence of your dreams.
Welcome to the Retirement Lifestyle Show. I'm your co-host, Roshan Lungani. This week, I've got Adrian Nicholson with me. Eric is out at a conference this week, and we've got a great topic today. We're going to be discussing the bear market and stages of the bear market, so you can use that with planning your investments and making decisions going forward. Adrian, how's has your week been since our last episode?
It's been solid. I can't complain too much. Everything's been good on my end. As always, I'm always looking forward to today's episode. It's going to be a good one. I think we'll have a lot of great information for our listeners and viewers.
I agree. Let's jump right into it.
Awesome. Yeah. So like you mentioned, we're going to be talking about the stages of a bear market. And you touched on it a little bit on why this topic is really important. And I think what we want our listeners and viewers to draw from today is that understanding the stages of a bear market can really help with you making more informed decisions about your investments, which you brought up, Roshan. Thanks for doing that. And it also helps investors have a better understanding of certain market cycles and the broader economic environment, which is very beneficial when it comes to investing, as we all know. And it's also good to know about the stages of bear market because it can help you identify certain opportunities and capitalize on market downturns. Just looking for opportunity in a tough environment is something that investors really look forward to. And the last thing that's really important about this topic is that this really can help investors be proactive about managing risk and their investments so they're better prepared to navigate changing market conditions and ultimately just protect themselves as much as possible. So those are really why the main points on why we're talking about this topic today.
Yeah, I think it's a great topic and very, very useful. I've been doing research myself into it as well. Adrian, why don't you take us into the first stage?
So the first stage we're going to talk about right now is called the distribution phase. So this first stage of a bear market is really characterized by high prices. Investors, people, and just in general are very just optimistic with the markets, even if there are some underlying market conditions that aren't so great. So again, there are really high prices and people are really excited, very optimistic about what lies ahead. And something that people really need to consider and maybe sometimes look, even with these high prices and people being optimistic, there might be some people that are going to be selling off some of the positions, even with prices being high right now. So before I get into any of the characteristics of the distribution stage, Roshan, is there anything you want to touch on for our listeners and viewers before I dive into it?
Well, no, I'll just mention that if you look this up, you'll find a lot of different stages in there. So some places will call it four stages, some will say three, some will say nine. So we are going over, Adrian, what you have is four stages, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, four stages. And we have a bonus stage for all the people that listen to it to the very end.
Okay, so you described this first one as the panic stage. What other, if any, on your list?
This is the distribution phase.
The distribution phase. I'm sorry. So the distribution phase, what other characteristics of the distribution phase are there?
So this distribution phase, one of the first characteristics is that you can see some high volume where investors are actively buying and selling securities. And it's important to note that some of these investors aren't really long-term investors. Some of them are just traders who are trying to capitalize on short-term market trends right now, really just trying to just get the returns that they can with people just being optimistic and when prices are going up. A second characteristic of this stage is high valuations right now, where people are really willing to pay a certain premium for investments out there because they see certain growth potential out there. So that's just something really important to note about this stage right now. There's just really high valuations, really high prices, but people are willing to pay for that right now for future growth. The next characteristic that I think is important too is that it's a really narrow market breadth. And this is where the markets, more importantly, the indices are really being driven by a few stocks and a few sectors that are driving the market higher, not all the investments total, but just a few select ones that are really driving this growth in this market. The next characteristic I want to talk about too is called insider selling. This is where certain executives, board members, or people that just own a lot of shares right now are starting to sell their shares just because maybe they have access to certain information or they might see something that maybe the common retail investor doesn't. So they're really just trying to sell and really capitalize if the markets are experiencing this high growth. And the last characteristic is called media hype. This is where the media is really hyping up the market and encouraging investors to stay invested because right now the markets are just doing really well. These high prices are very justified at this point. And this can really make some investors very complacent. So being aware of the risk is extremely important if you believe that we're in this distribution phase right now.
Well, actually, you brought that up. That's one of my questions later. But what stage do you think we're in? What are your thoughts? And for everyone listening, this is where we give our disclosure. Please speak to your advisor. If you need help, please reach out to us. This is not a recommendation by any means. This is just a discussion we're having on the markets and where they stand right now. So just with that disclosure now being out there, Adrian, where do you believe we're in this stage?
So I haven't gone over the definition of these stages. So right now, and we'll go into them later, I think we're in the capitulation phase and recovery phase, and we're really bouncing back and forth right now because I really believe that the markets are just very sensitive right now, where any news, especially if you think about how markets really react when there's a Fed meeting right now. Prices are just very sensitive of all the news coming out. So right now, I think we're in between phases. And once I go over those definitions, I'll expand on a little bit more. But what do you think, Roche?
I do not believe we're here. We can wait for all the definitions to go into it. I was waiting till the end, but you had used the phrase, if we're in this stage. So that's the only reason I ask.
Okay, excellent. So are you ready for us to move on to the second phase? Or is there anything else that you want to touch on as far as the distribution phase? I can also go over the characteristics if you want to run through those again.
Explain the PE characteristic again, because I did find that interesting and pulled it up.
So the PE, well, that would tie in more to the high valuation characteristic of the distribution phase, where prices are really high right now and earnings really don't really justify those prices right now. But again, investors are willing to pay these high prices right now for future earnings, for future growth, but just again, this distribution phase is really characterized by people are just very optimistic, so they're willing to pay for this.
Yeah, I only bring that up because I then was curious and looked it up. And for this recent cycle, the PE peaked at 38 in December 2020, whereas the market actually peaked a year later, and that was...
What PE are you referring to? You said a PE of 38?
S&P 500 PE ratio.
Okay.
And then the market then peaked a year later at a PE of 24. We're currently at 23 right now at a PE ratio, 23.32. So I just found it seems like that part of the phase where a stage where people were buying at higher PEs was actually earlier. And the market kept going up, which would suggest strong earnings at that time. So you're getting corporate earnings going up, which is why a PE ratio would go down. The denominator was getting larger, even as the market was increasing. But let's continue. So on that first phase that you've got on there, you were looking at the press was really touting the market and saying, let's buy, correct?
Yes, kind of really going along with like the media, just being optimistic with the investors right now, saying prices are high right now, markets are going up, there are good times ahead. And again, the biggest thing that people just need to consider is that this type of news can create a sense of complacency with investors. And that's something that people really need to be aware of and just really, really important just to consider with this phase as well, where there are certain coverage saying this company is doing well, or this sector is doing well, or whatever asset class it may be. It's just good news after good news. And that's something that people need to be aware about in this phase, driving the optimism.
What was your title of this stage again? or this
the phase? Distribution phase.
So now this actually sounds like before the market declines, right? It sounds like there's a lot of positives, high PE ratios, and things are going up.
So what I found, and this is basically like an overall conclusion that I was probably going to mention more towards the end of the podcast, how the media really does play a big role in a lot of these stages. Because again, when there's just a lot of volatility, when there's a lot of up and down swings, when there's a lot of concern out there, you know, that's really where the media kind of has a big impact sometimes on overall investor and sentiment.
Okay. So that first one, the distribution, and we'll come back to the media as we go through the different phases or stages. What's your next one?
The next one is called the confirmation phase. And this is where prices begin to decline. You see increased market volatility. And this is where investors are starting to recognize that market conditions are starting to deteriorate. Before I get into the characteristics, is there something you want to comment on this, or do you want me to dive right into it?
Dive right in. I guess there is one point, as I mentioned earlier, that we both researched and analyzed this. I actually found a different definition I liked with different stages, but parts of it lined up. So your stage one, which I would view as prior to the bear market, is one I didn't include. And what you've got now, this confirmation phase, this is one that I do have different name, but we'll go on to the characteristics and see if everything lines up.
Yep, different name, different stages, but I really want to draw our listeners and viewers to the characteristic aspects of this, which are just really important, really shape the definition of what this bear market is. So the confirmation phase, the characteristics of this, again, is increased volatility. This is the most notable characteristics where you're starting to see prices begin to fluctuate widely, and investors are really beginning to react to the news and market conditions that they're seeing. And again, you're starting to see prices decline. And you also might see a divergence in certain market performance where there's some stocks or some sectors or some asset classes that might be performing well, but others begin to decline. And this is where it starts to create some uncertainty among investors, where they're starting to decide, which one should I hang on to? Which one should I get rid of? Again, it's starting to create this uncertainty in the market, which we all know isn't really good. And then the last one, again, as I mentioned before, is media coverage. This is where the media starts to do a flip and starts to talk about how the market is beginning to pull back more extensively than before. And they're starting to increase awareness about this market decline. And this will contribute to increased selling pressure in the market.
Yeah, agreed. And I'll ask this question at each stage, even though you answered it briefly, just to come back to it. This confirmation phase, do you believe we are in that phase right now?
I don't think that we're in this phase right now. And something that I also want to mention would just be a good example that people mentioned before is a confirmation example. Let's just say you're in like a taxi or you're in an Uber, and then somebody says, oh, are you seeing these like market declines right now? I'm hearing this like all over the radio. It's just becoming an everyday conversation right now. It's on top of mind right now because, again, markets pull back, media, certain outlets are starting to cover it more. So again, it's starting to be on top of mind for people. And again, this is where investors look at the position they own and are starting to make some decisions on what they should be holding and what they shouldn't be holding. So I think that's an example that people really need to be aware of when they think we're in this stage or not.
Excellent. Stage three?
So stage three is called the despair phase. And this is where prices may have fallen significantly and investors have experienced some significant losses. And this phase is really characterized by extreme pessimism in the market, where investors might be convinced that the market may not recover and that some of these losses are permanent. And this could also lead to the term called panic selling. This is where investors try to cut their losses, exit the market. And this can really create a vicious cycle of selling pressure and can really just start accelerating the losses in the market. And I'll tie this again back to media, where there will be a lot of negative media coverage right now saying there are major losses right now in the market that you should be aware of. People start questioning the financial system as a whole. this is something to be aware of. There are a couple more characteristics that I'll get into, but what do you think about this phase so far, the despair phase?
Go through all of them. I'm trying to go with your phases and determine whether I think we're in this stage or we move forward.
Okay, perfect. I'd be happy to. Also in this phase, you might start seeing bargain hunting. This is where you'll see some investors saying, even though the market's going down right now, I want to look for certain opportunities where I can maybe find some undervalued investments that I can take advantage of right now. Because again, when there's panic selling, where there's a lot of pullback in the market, sometimes companies, investments that are pretty good investments in companies might just be going down because everything's going down. And these investors are trying to capitalize on that. That's again, one of the important reasons why we're talking about this topic today. And the last one are technical indicators. This is a big one where you're seeing some moving averages and trend lines. These are technical indicators that investors look at to make some informed decisions, sometimes putting their odds in their favor. This is where technical indicators start showing signs of a bear market, where you're seeing prices go below these technical levels, which are very bad signs for investors and traders, whatever it may be. And this can confirm that the market is in a downtrend, which leads to increased selling pressure.
And you actually said something I think we should highlight. You said investors or traders. I think it's important to note the difference, especially when we have this kind of topic. To me, that the difference then is really very much a time frame issue. If you're an investor for the long term and you're looking at or listening to our episode, a lot of this might be information you can say, well, I'm a long-term investor. I'm not worried about it. If you're a trader, I think this would be top of mind. And if you're an investor, but you've got, let's say, cash on the sideline that you've saved or accumulated, and it's you've sold something, this may be useful for you as a long-term investor as well, just because you're putting new capital to work. So that's where I think it really would apply. I'm excited to hear stage 4 because I'm currently in my mind debating whether we are in 3 or 4. What are your thoughts on that? Since you know the stages you've got broken down, do you feel like we're in despair at the moment?
So I believe that we're going to be in the last one to the bonus one. And it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of back and forth right now again, because I mentioned before, I think markets are just very sensitive right now, where you could see us just in one phase and then quickly go back to another, where we're just really bouncing around right now. So do you want me to mention the last phase right now, which is called the capitulation phase? And this is characterized by a number of things. This is intense selling pressure, high trading volume, strong emotions by investors, long-term investors selling, and a lack of buying interest. This capitulation phase, this last phase of the bear market, is when people really are trying to reduce their exposure to the market or even holding on to certain positions that they might be long in. And just to break down the characteristics more to give people a definition of this, the high trading volume, this is where investors rush to sell off their holdings, and this will create a lot of volatility in the market. And this is where it might be hard to really predict future market moves right now, because again, there's this high volume and a lot of selling going on where it's really hard to determine this. The second characteristic that I mentioned is just strong emotions. This is where investors are really just emotional right now, because again, a lot of the stuff we've been mentioning as far as panic selling going on right now, just strong emotions with certain declines that investors may be facing, just certain coverage in the media. There's just a lot of, this is a very emotional time for investors. Third one I mentioned, long-term investors selling. This is where even long-term investors are willing to sell some positions that they're long in, because right now they're experiencing certain losses and they just want to just overall just stop the pressure that's being applied to the portfolio. And the last characteristic I mentioned as well, there's a lack of buying interest. This is where it's ultimately hard for prices to recover right now, because again, there's a prolonged downturn that people are hearing and seeing about, and there's just an overall lack of interest because they've been experiencing certain losses in their portfolio.
As you're describing this stage, I'm looking up various things like the volume levels and so on to try to go through these stages. I think what I'll do is actually go through the three that I had that I felt were most applicable as well after you're done, because I think that'll give some clarity as to where I feel that we are, and maybe it'll change your view a little bit. What do you have as the final bonus stage?
Well, the final one is my bonus one. So this will be a good time for you to mention your three stages as well. And I would just make note as well, the capitulation state phase and the despair phase kind of go really hand in hand, where this is the end really of the bear market, where there's this extreme emotion, a lot of selling, and it's just overall just like a very tough time in the marketplace for investors.
Yeah,
so, and I really enjoy to hear your stages.
Yeah, that's where I was looking at stage one, just the sell off, and it lines up with your characteristics of stage two. So I think the difference between the one I have and the one that you have is yours starts before the bear market decline. Your stage one, whereas mine just starts when it begins. So that's where I think the difference is. So you've got where the bear market begins, there's a shift to selling. Stage two then is a reversion bounce, meaning new low is made, it rebounds and it holds, and it starts to get some stability and the market grinds higher. And then three that I have, similar to your four, it's kind of a combination of your four and three, is capitulation and final decline, whereas market trends reverse, it settles into a lower range. There's fear that the market will drop and you've got people selling. And to your media point that you have, there is a negative narrative. I'm looking at this and I think we're somewhere in that. I would lean towards either late in the reversion phase or stage three capitulation. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think we both agree that this isn't over then. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, that's correct as well. Like I mentioned before, it's just right now, anything can really shake up these markets. I think a big thing right now is we're in earnings seasons as well. That's going to play a big role overall to see where we're headed and what certain companies' outlook is of the future. It's going to play a big role where, again, I see it's just bouncing around these phases right now where we're not in a definite one because there has been a slight recovery. So again, it's just really big just to just make note of that as well.
Yeah. And you know, why I lean towards that capitulation phase as being where we are is one of the characteristics is it says the market tends to reverse at a common peak. And that's what I feel like we're starting to see right now. The other interesting thing on this is we're going through these stages or phases, whichever term you prefer, pretty quickly, but it can literally last for years. You can be in one of these phases or stages for years, especially if you're a believer that will go from what's called a cyclical bear market, which is a bear market that can last weeks or months. And then they have what's called a secular bear market, which can last, you know, 5 to 25 years. And just as we're in the middle, history will tell us how long these stages last and whether this is cyclical or secular, we'll see. I've seen arguments for both. But the point that one, I think both of us believe it's not over. And the second point is we've gone through these very quickly, and sometimes it can be quick, but it can also last for many years. So we could stay in a stage for a while. You had said you feel like there it's possibly somewhere bouncing between stages, which could just be characteristics of a potential long-term staying in a certain stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. And just understanding the certain characteristics of these stages, again, it's just one of the big points I'm trying to drive home today, because again, just being aware of how the markets can be sometimes can really help with smoothing out the ride, just making the best informed decisions you can. And overall, too, helping you, this is a very emotional time as well. Just being aware of how markets can be, how these stages can be, can really help you in the long run.
Yeah. And I'm looking at various charts that look at these different stages. And I'm looking at an analysis of 09. And 08, and it really does go to 08 and 09. It doesn't actually, the analysis I'm looking at doesn't actually go all the way back to the peak in 07 because the 20% decline level actually hit in September of 08 with the markets. But then you had continued decline. You know, the markets bottomed in March of 09, but that those stages lasted for months, and there was that bear market bounce, that bear market rally, which would be classified as my stage two, which was reversion of the bounce, or your, I think that would be your stage. That'd be your stage two with the confirmation phase? No, that'd be your stage.
It would line up. Yeah, it would line up with my stage three or four.
Okay. And then the bottom came in later. So I just wonder, the one characteristic that seems to line up in this current market for where I believe that we are is just that I think we are getting these, and I've heard this described as a stabilization phase where the market's settling into a range. And that's what I feel like we have going on right now. Now, the concern with that is as both of us have said, it doesn't look like we're out of the woods yet. So there is still potential for further decline, but in said differently, there are risks in the market.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And out of the woods just really lines up with the bonus phase I have, which is the recovery phase. And this is the final stage, which there is, like you mentioned, that stabilization and eventual growth in markets. And this phase is where investor sentiment begins to change from negative to neutral and eventually to positive. And people are starting to see some signs of improvement. And the big characteristics of this, again, as I mentioned, is a stabilization of prices, signs of improving fundamentals, gradual improvement in sentiment, and then institutional buying and opportunities for growth. So I'll break down these characteristics, which are just extremely important to the recovery phase. And the stabilization of prices, this is, again, where you mentioned there might be a range again forming where you're starting to see some stability in the market and you're not seeing that major selling that you saw in the previous stage before this. And markets may stop declining and start to trade in that range that we mentioned and even start to rise. So again, this is the beginning sign of recovery phase. The signs of improving fundamentals is where you're seeing improving economic and corporate fundamentals, again, which could be really important, especially now since we're in the beginning of earnings season, which is something that investors are looking at. You'll see unemployment may start to decline, corporate earnings may start to increase, and overall consumer confidence will start to improve. And this is very vital to the recovery phase.
Do you feel like you're seeing that now?
So earnings are something come out in a mixed bag right now, but again, yeah, we still have the whole week to look into. Unemployment, that's kind of going back and forth, where that really was the strong point of the market where we weren't full blown in recession right now. But again, you are seeing certain sectors with layoffs as well right now.
You're definitely seeing sectors with layoffs. From overall perspective, the overall employment still does look pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and then the corporate profits, you're right. We're in the middle of earnings season, but I guess I think how you put it as a mixed bag is probably the best way to describe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the last one, just consumer confidence starting to improve. That's another big one with seeing signs of fundamental improvements within the market and overall economy. The next one I mentioned before, sentiment. You're going from a negative to a neutral and then eventually a positive as people are seeing these signs of improvement that we just went over. And this improving sentiment will lead to further buying interest, where the stage before people really had no interest at all, but it's starting to come back right now because people are seeing these improvements that we address, which further boosts prices. The next one I mentioned, institutional buying. This is where institutional investors like mutual funds or pension funds are coming back into the market and you're starting to see some higher volume than you previously before. This will increase buying pressure overall, and you'll start seeing support in some prices starting to form. And then the last one is opportunities for growth. For example, this is where companies are starting to come out with strong fundamentals and are well positioned to benefit from economic growth and you'll overall see prices beginning to increase. And it may vary sector by sector, or industry by industry, but you'll start to see it happen in maybe certain pockets other than like a broad overall increase in the markets.
So are you, once again, don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you are not a believer that we're in this stage at this point, correct?
Maybe in a beginning of a stage, but like I said, it's just so driven, like we mentioned before on the podcast, what's going to happen with inflation? What's going to happen with interest rates? What's really going to happen with, if you think about just the overall macroeconomic events that are happening right now, it's just really driven by just that I just described, where, again, you can see further selling pressure just happen with, you know, bad data coming out, bad economic indicators come out, where maybe people are starting to see some stabilization, us trading in a range and prices going up. But again, if we just have bad data that comes out, you can again see that heavy selling pressure that we've been experiencing, where you're just in a choppy market cycle.
It's another good way to describe it. I think it's definitely been a choppy cycle.
And then again, like I mentioned, you could just see it in just certain pockets as well, where maybe some sectors are really starting to recover and improve more, but some maybe are more sensitive to, again, inflation rate. So just, again, just seeing where your overall allocation is just really, really important, especially if you're a believer that interest rates may go one way or the other, or inflation might not come down. It's just something that really people just need to consider here.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot to look into and a lot going on. I think going back to what I had said earlier, if you're a long-term investor, you know, we will get through this and the markets do recover. I was really interested in this topic just to try to spend some time researching and analyzing where we could be right now. And I wouldn't say I think we're going to necessarily think we're going to retest the lows in October. I also wouldn't say I don't think we are, but it does appear to be in a range. And we do appear to be at the higher end of the range at the moment. But once again, if you're a long-term investor, this will not be that much of a concern. Thinking long-term, we'll get through this. But the groups I mentioned earlier, the traders and the people that have money on the sidelines and are trying to consider what to do, I think this would be very, very useful to you. Adrian, do you have anything to add on the stages or your opinion of where we stand currently?
Well, going off what you said, I think that's where that characteristic I mentioned before, the bargain hunting and just looking for opportunities right now, just a bear market is tough. You know, prices do go down. It is painful. It is emotion too. But again, that just may lead to opportunities, because if there's something that a certain investment that you really liked out there that you may have seen it as, oh, it's just very overvalued, I really can't justify paying for the price it's at, and now it's down, that again is just another opportunity. So again, just really understand the risk and return aspect, really understanding these stages and seeing where we're at, really just trying to draw as much opportunity and capitalizing on that is just really important as well.
With what you had said about bargain hunting, though, I'll tell you, to me, a lot of this analysis we're doing of the stages and where we stand doesn't necessarily even change behavior for that long-term investor, because I think in all markets you are bargain hunting. You are always looking for deals that are out there. So that to me is not any different. Now there may be more bargains available now. You know, going back to Benjamin Graham concept of Mr. Market. Mr. Market presents you with a price, you know, every day, or an opportunity every day, and you decide, is it a good price or not right now? Well, Mr. Market will keep opening and keep presenting prices in all markets. And right now, why this is a story at all is just because overall things have been heading down for the markets, right? So we're looking at an overall decline, but there are always sectors or different industries or areas within the market where there are opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Again, certain pockets or in different sectors, industries, it might not just be all going down at once, all going up. You might see it in just different areas, and that's something that you really need to consider and take a look at.
Excellent. I think we covered a lot today. Hopefully we gave everyone listening, we gave you a lot to think about and help you on your paths to making a good investment decisions. We hope you continue on your journey towards the retirement and the life that you want, and we're here to help. Please like, subscribe, give us 5 stars, tell your friends and family, and we'll be back next week with another episode. This has been the Retirement Lifestyle Show.
Schedule a conversation with Roshan, Adrian, or Eric today at retirementlifestyleshow.com. Roshan and Eric are certified financial planner practitioners. They, along with Adrian, are investment advisor representatives and serve clients across the U.S. with financial planning and investment advice through Arete Wealth. If you found this show helpful, gained knowledge, or enjoyed the time you spent with us, tell your friends and leave us a 5-star review. This will help others discover the show. To access our show notes, to download any of the tools mentioned in today's podcast, to ask us a question, or to schedule a conversation, go to retirementlifestyleshow.com. All opinions expressed by podcast hosts and guests are solely their own. While based on information they believe is reliable, neither Arete Wealth nor its affiliates warrants its completeness or accuracy, nor do their opinions reflect the opinion of Arete Wealth. This podcast is for general informational purposes only and should not be regarded as specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. The show hosts offer investment advice through Arete Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor, and securities through Arete Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and NFA. Finally, our music is The Chance, by Jason Shaw in Audionautix. It's part of the YouTube audio library and it's licensed under a Creative Commons license. I am Ray Voices. Thank you for listening.